You're such an asshole.
Good morning, children. Old Capmeister here. Going to get a couple videos in before I go live with the Rule Zero crew in about an hour. So you can tune into that. I'm hosting, so it's on this channel. So if you guys want to check it out. Oh, here's the alarm. Here it is. Yep. All right. Scott writes, hello, Aaron. My name is Scott. I'm a huge fan of yours and have asked you to do a video for me in the past on the topic of how to deal with stupid people. It was very informative and has over 15,000 views. I'm becoming concerned that Biden is concerned. You're concerned? I forget his age. You guys know the background on Biden, right? I don't know how many times, why the Clery test exists. Biden has never worked a job in his life. I don't mean that like in the cliche meaning of that phrase. The man has never worked a job in his life. He comes from rich parents. He went to college. He threw the sports ball. I don't know, really good or bad. It doesn't matter. And then he went into politics. And he's been there ever since. I just forget Democrat, Republican. How about this? How about we stopped electing trust fund babies? How about that? How about you stop electing rich kids who suck on mommy and daddy's teat? All right. Anyway, he is incompetent. He's never worked a real job. He hasn't. He just hasn't. Is going to severely damage our economy. What? Unlike the past two presidents? Want to make sure I'm ready for this possibility. Like your thoughts on this in the form of a video response. Thank you, Sky. Say, so you want me to tell how to react to the damage or potential damage Biden is doing to the economy. Want insights on how Biden is damaging our economy, how to position oneself for that damage. I get the feeling we are on the verge of recession. Again, this is important. All right. Well, let me go over my general economic philosophy or observation. We have been in a recession. I don't want to sound like the old guy. All right, I'm just saying this. We have more or less been in a recession since the housing bubble, or at least an economic malaise. If you go back to Reagan's administration, we had GDP growth of like 6-7. I think we've 1/4 of 8%. And since then, as the quality of the average American has gone down, and that affects everything from labor to the people we elect into office to the laws we enforce upon ourselves, our economic average growth rate has stagnated over the long term. And yeah, it was a pretty good economy under Trump. It wasn't booming. It wasn't great. It was pretty good. But we were getting excited about, aside from like a freak jump in GDP because whatever, and you know, some economic external shock. We're excited about 2.3% economic growth. Ooh, like that's not a booming economy. It's not. So we have not. We're definitely in a malaise. And now with the root beer float, now certainly we are. And let's say this, we certainly have been in a malaise, if not an outright recession, since the root beer float came along. And you're afraid we're going to go into a recession. I think we're already there. And so Biden can only make it worse. And that could be said of any politician, any president. They can only make it worse. The best thing you could do as a politician is get the F out of the way. Relax the rules, relax the standards, back off on the laws, the Justinian laws, the simplification. Get out of our way, get your fist out of our ass, let us do our thing. That's all politicians can do is get out, because they don't know how to help. They don't. But Biden is unique, but whatever I'm going to say about Biden can not equally, but to a lesser extent, be said about Trump, and to probably a greater extent be said about Obama. So it's not like this is Biden. This is rich kids. Look at Biden. Trump came from wealth, right? He created, well, he borrowed money and gambled his way. So I don't have a lot of respect for Trump. And Obama, holy pacifier in the mouth for a 60-year-old boomer Batman. That guy had a rich white grandmother that bailed him out of his whore of a mom's mistakes. Sorry, Obama. It's the truth. Your mom was a whore. So Biden is just, I mean, he's the newest talking head. All right. So let's talk with Biden. All right. There's a couple things that he's going to be doing to the economy. One, he's printing off a lot more money. All right. That, but Trump and Obama especially, and even Bush a little extent. So we're going to have inflation. So let's tackle that main-wise. That's the main one. All right. So you got to hedge against inflation now. Several ways you could do it is, it's very simply, you buy certain assets, ideally some that have some kind of intrinsic value or income generating potential. Now, I've done a video about what investments are good hedges against inflation. And there was already a study done on it where they retroactively looked back at different asset categories and said, okay, this does this, this does that. And the one that was the best was the S&P 500, maybe it was the Dow Jones, but the stock market in general. And the reason for that is it's diversified. It's representative of the entire economy. It's based into the entire productive aspects of the economy. So you're directly plugging into what gives an economy and currency value, the production of goods and services. And the what, from a cash flow perspective, drives stock prices is the underlying earnings or cash flow of that company. Well, companies are the number one hedge against inflation in a very natural or automatic sense, and that they're selling the goods and services that are inflated in prices. So yes, their profits now, you know, per share or dividends per share may be low, but on off into the future, unless they have a product or service that is going out of favor and demand is dropping, they are going to increase the prices to keep up with inflation, which means their profits, which drives the value of stocks, are also hedged against inflation. Doesn't mean the stock market can't crash, but there's that natural hedge. And historically speaking, the stock market has kept up with inflation. Another thing are your precious metals. Okay, you could go ahead and do that. Those are a little bit more volatile. But, you know, a gold piece back in the day would buy a suit, very fine tailored suit. A gold piece today will buy a very fine tailored suit. Silver, I forgot. I never looked back at silver, but I'd buy it. Cryptocurrency, didn't know if you knew this. Shock. It's a little volatile. So don't expect, look, it went down. It's supposed to hedge against inflation. Yes, it should in theory. But it's so new, we don't know. But I'd recommend having a little bit of crypto. Certainly buy if it goes down. You know, wait for the dips. It's a little pricey now. It could go down to zero, could go up to a million. Don't bitch and whine to me. I'm just saying this is part of a well-diversified portfolio. And it could go up or down. What else? You could look at real estate investment trusts. Or real estate for yourself. I would not get into rental property because the federal government with these rent moratoriums prove that you don't own your property and you face an incredible risk being a landlord. But that doesn't mean you can't own your house and live in it, right? And that's a hedge against inflation. That's proved a spectacular hedge against inflation. I mean, I feel bad for millennials and Gen Zers who voted for all these socialist Democrats to come in and print off the money and basically price their own selves out of the housing market. Heck, price their own selves out of the rent market. But hey, you got some handouts there when you're like in your late teens and early 20s, right, kids? Were you? Oh, I'm sorry. You got a little bit of Obama's cum still on your face. Can you wipe that off, please? There you go. How is it living at home at 37? But having real estate, either owning it through your home, or if you wanted to invest in a real estate investment trust, which is a mutual fund of real estate properties, which is technically from a statistic and risk perspective better because it's diversified. It's not just one house. Like your house is subjected to the vagaries of the local housing market. You know, if the factory shuts down, well, crap, you know, now you're in a ghost town in the valley of your home. If you're in Silicon Valley or any major metro liberal town and the people, the academics with their masters and PhDs, you know, the homeless people who decide to like shit in front of your street, you know, then maybe the property, the value of your property goes down. But a real estate investment trust is just a portfolio of properties managed by a property management firm. And you buy into that and you get just like a mutual fund, you get your dividends. You're entitled to a certain percentage of the profits, and they manage the property for you. So you have a cash flow thing there, and they probably would be getting out of. I can't imagine real estate investment trusts are going into renting property to humans. I think they'll diversify into commercial property because companies don't have tenants' rights as much. Parking lots, storage, that type of thing, farm, that kind of stuff. So you could still get exposed to real estate, and that provides also a bit of a hedge against inflation. And then skills. I always talk about how you want to invest in skills because your skill. We could talk about how companies make products, but you know what companies are? Companies are employees. And it's, what are your skills? So people are going to, like, I remember in the olden day, I remember paying $27 for Pitfall 2 back in 1986 or something like that. That was a lot of money back then. All it was software. We had to go and pay people to program the software for Pitfall 2. Well, now you're paying $60 for a premiere release game, right? Well, I wonder what's going to be in 30 years from now. I bet you it's going to be $90 or $120 for a premiere release video game. And if you are a computer programmer, you have the skills that you will naturally hedge at, just as companies have a natural hedge against inflation because they're selling the goods and services that will be inflated. Those prices are inflated. The labor that goes into it is also inflated. But like other forms of labor, you don't want to be in a form of labor that's going the way of the dinosaur. You know, so programming, engineering, we've gone through that before. So there's that. Then there are other things that Biden's doing, not necessarily economics wise, but policy wise, especially as it pertains to the root beer float, where we're just shutting things down. We're overreacting to this root beer float thing. Again, this is a childlike mind. This is an adult child who's never worked a job in his real life. None of these people know how the real world works. None of these people know what it's like to have a job, what it takes to get a product to market. And with the latest shutdowns and all that, not only is it going to have an economic effect, but it's going to have a political and psychological or sociological effect, more psychological, social effect. I'm done with the root beer floats. I'm done with, man, I live in a free state. And what more recently now, it's like, if you got a company of 100 people, you gotta force that. Now we're starting to look at dictatorial, tyrannical stuff. It's not so much I'm worried about the root beer float. I'm like, okay, if you're going to do this for what is essentially a really, really bad cold, what else in the future are you going to lock down and do borderline dictatorial stuff? Not out of malice. I really don't think the Democrats and the left in general are doing this out of malice. They just don't know anything better except to overreact because they have nothing else in their lives. And now here's their chance. They, in a very dark, if you'll allow me some dark economic political humor, it's like, wow, we really screwed up the black people. We're not good at this. Maybe we should try something else. Oh my God, let's cure the common cold. Throw money at it. Maybe this will work. Man, we really screwed up blacks and minorities. We really hosed them. Let's try to stop the common cold. Value an agency. Such a good person. And it's not working, obviously. And I'm kind of like the West in general. Most people have a very pampered lifestyle. It is life on easy mode. But the rich people in Western society and first world nations who have money growing out of their ass are the ones usually becoming the politicians. And they're the ones who, like, they're unaware they're on the slippery slope, and they're just destroying people's lives socially, freedom-wise, and all that. I mean, look at Australia. Like, I know what to do. I have rich parents. I'm Andrew Yang. Okay, calm down. We just need more of other people's money. And rules just don't. I know what I'm doing. I have a degree in public health administration and rich Asian parents. And their recommendation has no bearing or consideration of what people have to deal with in the real world. And so as I'm recommending, not even anymore for economic reasons, but for not even for freedom reasons, more just sanity. I'm sick and tired of like the insanity. I'm like, I want to go just to some quiet second world Asian place. Or maybe Croatia. I know we make fun of Croatia in a good way. I don't know where it is I'm going to go, but I just want to go where people are normal. They're not spoiled. the politicians remember the Soviet Union, and they're making decisions based in reality. That's where I want to go. And that's why I'm recommending everyone come up with a plan B. How that manifests investing overseas, I don't know. Okay, I haven't been there. If you want, go talk to Andrew Henderson or go talk to Sovereign Man. There are other people out there who are more informed, and this is their wheelhouse. But from a general initial standpoint, yeah, you want to have a life raft to get off this USS Titanic. This is, and not even for economic purposes, I'm just so sick and tired of the insanity. And I've also talked about how people are dumber and slower, which is very true. I mean, I just go out. I mean, try Rapid City, America, Houdang Diggly, white, conservative, Republican, gun-toting, freedom-loving, Christy Noma. They're morons. This is, you got to listen. You got to hear me, guys. You can't just listen. You got to hear Jimmy, okay? Everybody in the United States, except for true independent-minded people, libertarian people with an IQ above 120, and they got hustle, okay? People who appreciate their freedom, true independent thinkers. You are such a dwindling minority right now because everybody else is just so damn freaking slow. And this cuts across every possible variable or measure or trait you could have: your politics, your race, your gender, your weight, your immigrant citizenship, how long you've been here, how long you've not been here. People are getting so stupid and incompetent and slow that the machinery is breaking down. And this is why I do the economic efficiency loss of the day, because it's like, if you can't get my, you may think it's nothing, but I want gotten an English muffin. I really love English muffins. It's like a treat. You know, it's carb. You put that strawberry Smucker's jam. That's the only thing that goes on those English muffins. If you put anything but strawberry Smucker's jam, you're a communist. I can't wait. It's barely toasted. It's like eating into dough. Okay, this doesn't mean the highways are going to be closed down or the electrical grid is going to go down. But if we can't get someone to toast, and I look, the chef is a guy who's older than me. This guy should know what he's doing. If you're 50, you should know how a toaster works and roughly how toast should be. And it's like, okay, if Herbert over there can't toast a freaking English muffin, where else in the economy are we screwing up? And what percent of the time are we screwing up, and how critical is it going to be? And it could be things like collapsing bridges. It could be things like the wrong dosage being measured out because the nursing admin, she didn't know how to do math or learn the metric system. That's why we have a bunch. Here's what America is. America is a bunch of adult children LARPing as real world, first world adults. They're LARPing. No one's producing anything. No one produces anything of value. No one produces anything accurately. And we come on, think about this. What if we, not from a price perspective, but a functionality. You think Chinese stuff is cheap? Could you imagine if Americans made it? It wouldn't work 75% of the time. Thank God we import stuff from Asia, because at least they produce it somewhat regularly and with a modicum of quality. I mean, thank God the auto industry, they use robots and not people. Because at least, the robot didn't screw it up. Now, maybe the programmer screwed up the robot, but that's, I'm having faith in STEM people. But that's why you got to get it, because this is just, you can see it happening. This has nothing to do really with Biden. This does have to do with a Marxist, leftist, low absent standards education system. Everybody's a winner. Yay, participation trophies. You're valuable because you're you. No, we're not going to hold you up to standards. But Biden or not, but certainly Biden's not going to help the situation. Yeah, get the F out of the United States. Have a plan B. Go buy property. And that's just mine, because as far as my logic takes me, I'm buying physical property because the U.S. government can't come and take it. You can't go to Prague and steal my little plot of land. You could dig it up and haul it back to the United. We have Aaron's land. Well, there was some dirt underneath that too. That's about as far as my logic. So I obviously haven't thought of it, but I'm going more for like cultural stability, low debt. Another thing I'm looking at is, are you going to mandate I have root beer floats? Or are you more mature about this? Like, okay, yeah, older people, frail people, you got to quarantine. You got to do something like that. And then the up there, ranking up there with good finances and economics, good financial stability is obesity. What percent of your population is obese? I'm sick and tired of looking at fat, disgusting, ugly people. That's called Americans. That's 70% of them here. Aren't you guys sick of that too? You don't realize how much that wears on you. You really don't. Walking into Walmart like, oh God, we got to kill all these people. We're not going to survive as a race if we don't like kill everyone here. No, nuke it from orbit. It's the only way. Human race, we got to prune it now. Thankfully, they all congregate in the same area. Get them now. I'm not advocating we actually do that, by the way. I'm advocating we leave. And so that's the other thing I would do to hedge against a quote, a Biden economy. But I'd call it more a Biden culture or American post-production, post-America, American America, is go overseas. So what I would do, like have a plan and you know, start looking into residency, get your, and I'm, this is pot calling the kettle black. Keep in mind, I had just been poor. You go 10 years ago, I was like barely getting by. Okay. Oh, I was doing all right, but I guess 10 years ago, I was doing pretty good. But this going overseas and whatever, like, you know, and even for financial reasons, because I don't make that much money. I'm just like, I'm sick and tired of having people with purple hair yell and scream at me because I didn't guess what made up gender they came up with that morning. And somehow I'll give you another thing. Hey, how many of you guys like made an ill approach? You were drunk and you talked to a girl rudely one time at a party or at a bar or something like that. How many of you were out dancing salsa? You put your hand on a girl's ass. How many of you in the eighth grade put your hands in the bag? Am I going to have to really, is that going to be illegal now in the future? Not that I'm going to be running for office anytime soon, but is that going to happen? Is that going to happen? Cause like pretty much every guy's going to go to jail. And so the relationship between the sexes also concerns me, where, you know, okay, sophomoric, stupid, dumbass male behavior is being male, pro and cons, is that going to be, you know, it's things like that, like, yeah, ooh. I know a guy, he says, yeah, I'm going to Ecuador because they don't have extradition. I'm like, what the hell did you do? Which is now, and kind of like, he probably didn't do much of anything, but it's not what did you do? It's what did you do in the past that now they're going to retroactively consider like illegal. Again, not really Biden's fault, but he'll advance it. So yeah, that's what I would do. You got a precious metals, diversified portfolio. If you want real estate investment trust, but you also might want to think about doing that in a bank outside the United States banking system, which is kind of impossible with FACTA. You have to report your offshore investments and all that. But then cryptocurrency, that's another way to something to consider. Again, that's very volatile, very expensive. But you know, that is not confiscatable. And I will admit, while it's yet to be determined whether crypto has actual intrinsic value or not, I don't know the answer to that. And I've thought very deeply and philosophically about crypto. What I love about it is, I would say the critics of cryptocurrency, legitimate, sincere critics, they don't hate it. They just, unless you're turd flinging monkey, it's like, oh, it has no intrinsic value. Rah, 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 rah. And it's like, it keeps going up and up in terms of dollars, not because Bitcoin or Ethereum is worth anything, but we just keep printing off so much damn money. Like, I don't know. The fact you could get it out of borders, you could try. I mean, that's enough of intrinsic value for some people, apparently. All right, let's go to the super chats if we got any. And we'll go. I'm going to get some more coffee and I'll be on with guys about half an hour. Yeah, it's stash day. Stash and Hawaiian shirt day. I'm going to shave this though once we're done with the podcast. Capricorn Cabulous for $5. Has meaning George Gammon and Rich Cooper changed or influenced any mindset and learned nuance towards your future investing? Not really. Here's the paradox, Capricorn. You take a Gammon or a Cooper or myself or any one of these guys. We're old. Cooper, myself, and Gammon are all experienced in finance and economics and investing entrepreneurship, and we kind of already have it figured out. It'd be like meeting another mechanic, and we all have 30 years experience as being a mechanic. It's like, do we want to talk more? Like, well, how do you change? Well, like, it's like people like, what's it like being a podcast? Like, if I ever meet you in public, I don't care. I mean, tell me about yourself. It's the same thing. So that really hasn't changed. And plus, we've all come from different walks in life, but we've all come to kind of the same general overall philosophical conclusion, investing or not. And there's really not a lot of disagreement. So they really didn't like change or influence my life. It's just, I guess they corroborated it. And I've only talked to George Gammon on one podcast. Coop and I, we if any conversations Rich and I have, it's insulting one another. So yeah, there really hasn't been much influence. Look who's here. I did not drink. I just woke up. I gave you one, John. I followed the instructions you gave me, John. I'll double check it again, but it'll have to be later on. The Competent Man, $5. Hyperinflation is coming. The dopes and Karens are running everything and forcing everything on everyone are going to keep spending until the system implodes. I don't really think it's even going to be the spending or the money that we print off, especially when you look at the velocity of money. What I think it's going to be is we're going to tie the hands behind the productive people's backs with this stupid bug, and the supply chain is going to be crimped. It's going to be choked off. There's just not going to be that much goods and services to buy. Capragoon Cabulous, $5. REITs may be the new bond replacement. Your advice on REITs and real estate are 100%. Yeah, well, we'll find out, won't we? I don't know. I mean, it could all crash. You never know. That's one thing. One of the reasons I'm the world's greatest economist is I don't know what's going to happen to property prices. I don't know what's going to happen to prices in general. If I did, I wouldn't tell you. Competent Man, $5. Most people go along to get along. Easy money allowed large parts of the stupidity to go this far. And we'll only stop when everything is wrecked. Yeah. I mean, keep in mind, these stupid people paid for their own stupidity. Because, okay, here's what happened. We're going to simplify the past, 15 years of economics. Lazy, young, stupid people, or just lazy, stupid people, regardless of age, but disproportionately younger, especially the millennials, thought they'd be clever and they'd vote for free shit. And they had Obama. Do a little bit of his semen there on your face there, guys. You might want to wipe that off. he printed off a lot of money, gave it out. People celebrated. Oh, Ermagerd, most popular president ever. He's a rock star. Well, over the time, and Trump printed off money too, let's be fair. So you got all this money, you got to pay out through whatever, student loan forgiveness and low interest rate loans or outright welfare, whatever. However you got the government money, you got it. You got your government cheese. Barack lives by the sea. Look it up. And OMG, greatest. Well, then did the money go away? No, you put it into the financial system. What do banks do with money? They lend it out to people to buy things they can't pay cash for, which falls right back again into the five categories: tuition, cars, housing, health expenses, and stock repurchases. And those things have all gone up in value. Now you can't afford a car. Why? Because we're lending money out on cars. Now you can't afford tuition. Why? Because we lend money out on tuition. Now you can't afford a house or the rent. Why? Because we lend money out. And that's the price they pay for their stupidity. People who bought a house, people who invested their money, got in. They're not ahead. They just hedged against inflation. The millennial dipshits that decide to take their money, that Barack lives by the sea, they threw it into a worthless degree, and now they can't afford rent at the age of 40. They did it to themselves. And that's for them, their lives are wrecked. And I'm not even going to try to explain why they can't afford retirement, because we've driven the price to earnings ratio and the dividend yield up so darn high, or the dividend yield so low. But I don't plan B. Oh, you're a country where men are men and women are women, and nobody is fat and disgusting, and people work for a living, and you don't value your traits over your abilities, and you allow people to, you know, own guns? Oh, and you celebrate your culture and you like yourself and you're not constantly slashing your wrists. And you do account for non-binary people. You do account for them in human rights, but you don't sing their praises and make fealty to them. You don't have celebratory months for all the different people to weaponize them again. Oh, you just have Borscht Fest? Oh, I can't wait to be in Borscht Fest. Yeah. Let me go get a Yugo. We'll drive it down the parade. And the women are thin? By God. And you're not going to hunt me down because I make more than you? You might celebrate me? Maybe there. Roland Arthur, I think, new guy for $5. The fact that our government hasn't said anything about Australia is proof that's what they want replicated here in America. Yeah, and that's where I'm looking at my place in South Dakota. It's tragedy. It's like, yeah, I built my little dream house. It's small, but it's my dream. It's what I want. And I'm like, maybe I'll just sell it and go away. No, yes, I got a nice quaint little cabin on the Titanic, and all you idiots are banging in your pots, running around, and we're sinking. So I think I'll just get on this boat here and go away. Vincent Dawn, €2, high demand, avoid the float, forklift for the wind. Yeah, forklift operator. There you go. The competent man, $5. Everything in the USA is constant hysteria. The general population, normie conformers, move from hysteria to hysteria by mainstream media and like it. Yeah. And even in the olden days when you had movies and you would take a respite, you'd take a vacation from it. Even the movies now are political, where it's like, I'm done with the insane. I'm done. Sesame Street. Oh, look, a black Muppet. Oh, this Muppet is gay. Can we just let three? We can't even let three-year-olds be three-year-olds. Can't even let three-year-olds be three-year-olds. All right, I'm done. You know, the sanity test where your females aren't saying big is beautiful, where the females know fat is disgusting. That would be kind of the litmus test. And if any of that ever starts to creep in where we're body pot, no, I guess I chose the wrong country. I guess Cappy is going to buy a hut, not in Croatia, but this time, I don't know, Albania. It darn well might come to where I go to a Muslim country. Because for whatever criticisms and complaints you might have about Islam, it's kind of like, all right, here's some hard rules. You may disagree with them, but they're hard rules. And we're not tolerating any of this insanity. What do I got to do? I got to pay the not Muslim tax, which I don't know how many Islamic countries, maybe someone who's Muslim can tell me. All I got to do is pay this tax and I don't have to bow down 5 times to Mecca. You leave me alone. Basically, you leave me alone. And we all agree that fat chicks are disgusting and sloths should be punished, like you should steal. We're all on that. We're all kind of on that secular agreement. Kind of the golden rule. You got, okay, fine. What's the tax? 10%? Here, can't write that check quick enough. You'll just let me have my coffee? All right, see ya. Hey, Ahmed, how you doing? Yeah, we want to go bowling? Sure. All right, we're going to have to finish this up, and I got to go maybe get one more in. Might go visit Better Bachelor. I'm angling for a road trip on my motorcycle. Laughing Lark, $5. One of the few female agents in the field that we have. I thought you were a guy for the longest time. Cappy, the most popular advanced degree for college graduates today is grad trade school. I know, truck driving school. There's Alex Patino. He's like, hey, what? I told you. Still think he should. Ah, speak of the devil. Looky here. Looky here. $5. Plenty of ammo is my hedge. Oh, yeah, you're right. Make sure to get plenty of commonly used calibers. Yeah, Alex, I still think you should write a book on how to make 6 figures driving truck. I think you should totally do that. If you need help, let me know. I'll take a percentage, of course. Maybe I'll write it for you. Give me the notes. I think there's a market for that book. I don't know if you got time for it, but because you got a little bit of residual income coming in. Dr. Detroit, $5. Thanks for your advice, Captain. Yesterday I was waiting for my boss to call and fire me. I already had jobs under the table waiting on me. Good. Good for you. I love how they're like, you better do this and you better get the root beer float. And they're like people begging and pleading people to go work for them. It almost makes it to the point where I kind of just like, you know what? If I had to work corporate America and they're doing, corporate America was already before the racial politics and the wokeness, before the political stuff, was already an intolerably insufferable environment. You throw in woke politics and then you throw in the root beer float, I would totally quit. I'd be like, yeah, well, I wouldn't quit. I would get fired so I could collect my unemployment. And that's what you should all do, is say, no, you're going to fire me. You're going to fire me and I'm going to collect unemployment. And then I'd go work as a waiter. I go, wait, how much? All you got to do is serve people their drinks. That's it. I just got to be polite and funny and be fast on my game. Okay, fine. Oh, here you go, ladies. You have corporate America. Here you go, allies. You have corporate America. And I make so little, you're going to give me a credit to work? A credit? All right, fine by me. Oh, I qualify for a subsidy for my health care? Awesome. I'm just going to go play video games now. Christoph and on $5. Dave, if you pay Cappy $250,000 in advance, he'll probably do your birthday party. Put up your cash. Who's Dave? What? $250,000 do a birthday party? Is someone annoying people? I don't see. No, so far we don't have any trolls. Looks like we're doing pretty good. Scroll down. Laughing Lark, my ban must be over. Well, did I ban you once? I'll ban people for one, trolling and, you know, making lewd comments or whatever. But if you, it's like, usually get a timeout. Competent man, 10 generous dollars. I have come to the conclusion that as long as my car works, my surfboard and wetsuit are good, I could go to the beach any day I want to. Normies are good for me. I don't care what they do anymore. Well, they have to work. Look, you could give them all the government money in the world. They still piss it away. They still piss it away. If you gave me like $1,000 a month, which is, I guess, very low compared to how much effective UBI people get. Oh my God, what I could do with that. But these people squander it away. Girls buy their purses. Guys buy like used crap cars. They pimp out on. To show you, I think there's a place in, or two, three places in Atlanta where you can rent rims for your car. Rent rims for your car. How poor and no money have you got? How worthless of a person are you that you think renting rims on a car is going to impress the girl? Holy cow. Oh, just pay for it by that time. Prostitution doesn't exist. Yeah. The Don, $2. Owie. Okay, good. Muslim countries are no good option because they can't leave you alone for too long. It can't, really? Like Dubai? I'm not talking Iraq. I'm thinking more Dubai, United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia. I'll Morocco. Sterling went to Morocco. He said he loved it. I'm not saying they're gonna not have their flaws, but you know, if I go to Morocco, can I be left alone? It's all I want. Just want to be left alone. Can I be left alone? Here's another thing. I bet you the people in Morocco don't have first world standards of living and probably will work really hard to make sure my tea is warm. They will toast my English muffin. I don't know. Maybe they will. Maybe they will. I don't know. Alex Patino for $2. Josiah, tax imposed on non-Muslims at least. Okay, that's what it's called. Yeah, I knew there was, that's the official name for it. What's the rate? You know, because I view that as like, what's the sanity rate? Like, what rate do I have to pay for you guys, for the government to leave me in? It's 10%. Boom, done. Pay the regular tax, but boom, here's your 10%. Oh, thank you, Mr. Clary. Yeah, you're welcome, Ahmed. The Competent Man, $2. The rubber band has more twists, does it? I don't know. Okay, it has more twists in it. Like I said, $3,000. It'll go away. Laughing Lark, $5. No, the platform. My super chats were getting through to you. Oh, maybe you, you can't put certain words in there. Like, you can't put the word Mexican in there. It has to be spelled Mexican. Because apparently when we're talking about Mexicans, we're all being racist for some reason. Christoph and on $5. Dubai will leave you alone. It has no income tax. Yeah, it will also leave you alone socially, I hear. I've had several clients go there and they're kind of like, oh yeah, it's flash, it's fun. It's definitely a different culture. Definitely a different culture and generally positive things to say about it. But everyone's transient. There's no like Dubai culture. I guess it maybe is like Vegas, which I really like Vegas. So maybe I would really like Dubai, like on a more permanent level. We'll see. All right. That's it. I'll be joining the Rule Zero guys here. I'll be hosting. We're going to be talking about the required amount of work to be successful. And that's it. We'll see you guys later. Toodles.